NPR.
During the first year of the pandemic, something remarkable happened. The number of people starting new businesses surged. At a time when a lot of people were afraid and stuck at home, some brave souls were willing to take this huge financial risk to start something new.
It was pretty fun to see. Here at The Indicator, we profiled some of these entrepreneurs back in 2020 and 2021. Recently, though, we were wondering, what happened to them? Did they go back to their safe 9-to-5 jobs, or are they still in business?
I remember a particular story that you did, Brittany, about twin sisters. They'd been working in restaurant kitchens, been laid off in 2020, and they had this great idea for a new business.
Yes, LaShawn and Rayshawn Middleton. They lived in Maryland, and they loved the traditional Baltimore specialty, steamed crabs.
You know, the ones that are about the size of your fist? You pound them with this little tiny hammer they give you.
They're all doused in Old Bay seasoning.
Exactly.
Yes. So back when we first talked to them, LaShawn and Rayshawn were unemployed. And so they say one day they were sitting on the couch, they were hungry, they wanted some crabs to eat, but it was raining outside, and they didn't want to leave home.
Literally, I was being lazy and didn't want to go get the crabs and realized no one delivered steamed blue crab.
No one delivered steamed crabs in Maryland?
Unthinkable.
Now this would be the moment that I would just eat some crackers over the sink and be sad about the situation.
I would sit on the kitchen floor and eat the whole sleeve of crackers.
Yeah, why take a risk during a pandemic, right?
But not these twins. They thought, let's actually go for it. Let's actually start a business and deliver crabs. We can be the solution. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Brittany Cronin.
And I'm Robert Smith. How do you start a business when you have no idea what to do? Well, if you're the Crab Twins, you just throw yourself into it and figure it out as you go along. Today, we'll tell you their pandemic story and check in on how they're doing 2 years later.
This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley. Support for NPR and the following message come from State Farm. Florida State Farm agent Lakeisha Gaines shares how she works with business owners.
State Farm works with small businesses in a variety of different ways. We help to protect what they have. But in addition to protecting those things, we also help them to plan for their dreams.
Talk to your local agent about small business insurance from State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
They say when you start a business, you should do what you know, what you're an expert in.
And Rayshawn and LaShawn Middleton are trained chefs. They grew up eating crabs. They knew some people in the crab business. And so they decided they could buy, steam, and deliver crabs by themselves. Like, what more do you need?
I mean, I assume a big pot, a car, lots of crabs.
Check, check, and check. They even had a mother who was willing to let them start the business in her kitchen. Shout out to mom. What they didn't have was a lot of business experience. Where do you start? How do you get customers? So they just printed up some advertising flyers, steamed crabs delivered to your home.
I had woke up and I was like, okay, I'm going to put the flyers up. But I was like shaking. I was like so nervous because I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm not going to start a business. Like, it's one of those like moments where you're like, am I really going to do this?
So they really did do this. They put up the flyers. They had low expectations. This is just day one. And they're pretty immediately confronted with this one thing that they hadn't done yet.
The last door was my neighbor. And she was like, okay, put me down for a dozen. I was like, are you serious? Mind you, we didn't even have prices yet.
Yeah, we didn't
have prices. We didn't think anyone was going to order right away. We didn't have prices. She was like, how much? We were like, I don't know, like $30. So we just made up a number.
A dozen steamed crabs for $30. At other restaurants, a dozen can cost you $100.
Not knowing, because we just didn't do any research. We were just like, let's just try it. And so then when people start biting, you're like, wait, really? This is actually working? Oh, wait, we actually have to get it together.
By the end of the episode we did in 2021, they had started to get it together.
Yeah, they had raised their prices. They had about 10 to 20 orders a week.
After the episode aired, restaurants across the country started to reopen. I know the twins were even offered their old jobs back, which must have been tempting, going back to what they know.
Well, we checked back in with them this summer, and we found out that they did not give up. In fact, they'd grown the business and even opened up a real storefront, R&L Crab in Columbia, Maryland.
And they invited us down to visit.
My name is Ray. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, I'm Law.
Nice to meet you.
I was a little surprised to see when I got there that they were mopping the floor.
Trying to prevent it from being super wet.
I love that you're doing your own janitorial work.
Oh, we do everything here. We do everything.
They're still taking orders and delivering crabs, but they've also set it up so they can serve walk-in customers. It's been a wild 2 years.
Thanks in small part to you, Brittany. After your story on them aired in 2021, a TV network showed up to profile the sisters, and they were suddenly these new hot culinary stars. The crab orders started to pour in, even though at the time they were still working out of their mom's kitchen.
We were just running out of space because once you go from 20 orders for the whole week, then 30 orders for just the day, once you go from that, now we have to hold on to way more crabs.
Did your mom say you have to get out?
She was getting a little fed up with the crab smell, I guess.
Yeah, yes.
I was going to say, 30 crabs a day could probably smell up the place.
Yeah, it was getting a little hectic. It was.
And so just like they did with the flyers and the pricing, they just took a leap. They rented some spare kitchen space to steam the crabs, hired a few drivers. But the twins said with every step, they had no idea what they were doing.
I'm just so amazed at how they kept trying new things, even when they hit a wall. They looked into a food truck, but it wasn't enough space for the crabs. The banks wouldn't give them a loan because they hadn't been in business long enough. They even missed the opportunity to get those sweet government loans.
We were like, how are we going to pay for this? We have no money. We tried every avenue.
We both took out two personal loans.
Me and Ray took out two personal loans separately to pay for it.
But they were slowly learning what they wanted the business to look like. They had a vision. They had these can't stop, won't stop personalities. And people were starting to pay attention.
In both good and bad ways. They had a lot of people call them up and say, hey, saw you on TV. I want to be an investor. I want to help you out. They didn't know who they could trust. So they went to a friend, an older man, and they brought him on as a partner. And he basically started to mansplain the restaurant business to them.
All I'm going to say is that I think there was a moment where he forgot that we were the CEOs and the owners. And
it started to be more
his business and not our business. It started to be like, I own the business. You can't tell me anything. This is my store, my business. Completely forgetting R&L.
You can't forget the R&L. Put some respect on that name.
Right?
But they did figure it out. They got a lawyer, they pushed this guy out, and they managed to move into their brand new restaurant.
Here's the short tour of the place. There's a large kitchen, plastic bins in the back for the live crabs.
Today we got, 13 boxes dropped today.
13 boxes of crabs?
13 boxes, yep.
They're a gorgeous bright blue. I didn't expect that.
These are Louisianas.
Louisianas. There's an order up for a half dozen. And the little guys do put up a fight. Giant pot, of course. And then you just throw them right in, and you have a secret ingredient.
Yes, we use beer.
What kind of beer?
We can't say. We can't say.
We normally don't tell. We don't tell anybody what beer we use.
LaShawn and Rashawn say they don't want to go back to working for someone else. Even though they're in debt and always hustling for new customers, they say their happiest times are when they're working holidays, knocking out 60 orders of crabs and dancing along to music in the kitchen.
For us, it's worth it just because I feel like we were born to be entrepreneurs. You get more of a quality of life. So you just got to choose your balances.
Yeah.
You say more quality of life, but when I walked in, you were mopping the floor.
It's not, to me, that's not work. To me, that's just taking care of my store because I love it. Like, I'm so grateful, you know, like opening the store was a huge moment, an accomplishment. And then you just remind yourself sometimes, even if you're cleaning and you're wiping down something, you're reminding, like, I was in my mom's house. I was in the ghost kitchen. Now I have a store with my name on it.
And you should remember that name, R&L Crab in Columbia, Maryland.
I can't wait until 2 years when we go back again and they have a nationwide franchise.
Oh, do not bet against the twins. By the way, we featured the R&L Crab story on Planet Money's Summer School and included some lessons about how to start up your own business. That's all this summer over on the Planet Money feed. This episode was produced by Corey Bridges with engineering by Robert Rodriguez. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Concannon edits the show. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.